Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, February the 23rd. Well, it's hard to believe this is the last Monday of February, right? But God has just blessed us to keep on going for Him. Well, I introduced at the first of the month a project to you entitled Reaching America with the Gospel. What we're doing is we're asking 1,000 people across America to give $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 and help us out right there that we could take on more radio stations. Now, let me say about that. You say, well, preacher, does radio really work? It sure does. There are things in the radio, the internet, that we can do to advance and get the gospel to people. You know, people are listening. I don't get as many letters as I used to from radio, but I do get letters. And I get letters from people that absolutely need help in their walks of life. Now, if you'd like to help us with this, make your check to GBI, just three letters, GBI. Here's our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. That's GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Also, you can give online at gbiradio.org, or you can call our offices and give with the cards. You can also have those set up to take it out a certain day of the month. I believe there is a set day that they do that here at the office on. For more information about that, 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. I hope you'll pray for us. Have your church pray about this project. And I want to say that I'm not on the radio trying to get people's money, and I want you to understand that. And I'll have some feedback, and I'll have some old pharisaical person who'll say, well, Brother Cawthorn's in there trying to get your money. Let me tell you something, folks. If I'd wanted your money, I'd invented a scam years ago. But I'm not doing that. I'm not a scammer. I'm a preacher. And I love the Lord, and I want to see God do something. I've been preaching for 41 years, and as far as I know, I've never left a radio station owing one dime. And I mean that, and I praise God for it. I mean, I try to keep everything going. We're not going to take on more than we can do. And if we ever have to cut something, we'll just cut it. But right now, we're not at that stage. God's been good to us. He's blessed us, and I thank God for it. Well, we start a brand new message this week, but this is the third and the final message in the character of Joshua as we're preaching in Joshua. Now, this is not verse by verse, but this is just topics, and we're preaching about the character of Joshua. Let's go to that message. Now, we come to our third in this series of messages, preaching from Joshua. Now, again, this is not a verse-by-verse study through the book, but we're studying topics, and right now we're studying on the character of Joshua. Let's read our text verse again, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Bible said it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, there came a time for a leader change in Israel. And as they change leaders, we are looking at the character of this new leader, Joshua, which is the greatest Bible general that ever lived. Father, will you help us as we continue our study? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we looked at Joshua as a son and as a servant and as a student and as a man of the Scriptures. And at the end of the last message, we begin to look at Joshua in another area. We begin to look at his standing in Israel. Now, Joshua, of course, was Moses' minister, but Joshua had some great standing among the people. The Bible said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor. Now, we all run the risk of living our Christian lives and the devil tripping us up and doing something to ruin our name. So we've got to guard that. We've got to guard that. And let me just say that your position with God may not be equal to where your position with man is. In other words, what I'm trying to say is this. man has an idea of people in this world. We call it big preachers and little preachers and this and that and other thing. But God has no big preachers and little preachers. Your spiritual position with God is what is important. But yet Joshua had a position with the people. Now, in Numbers chapter 13, Moses is beginning to send out the 12 spies that would go spy the land of Canaan and get it ready for this generation to go in and possess the land. Now, notice, of course, they failed in that because they didn't obey the Lord. In Numbers 13, verse number 1, the Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto thee, children of Israel. For every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one," watch this, "a ruler among them." All right, now Joshua's a ruler. "And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them forth," sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All these men were heads of the children of Israel. Now, Joshua was a head of his tribe. He was a leader of the tribe of Ephraim. And so we find that Joshua, although a young man, Joshua here in Numbers had a position with already standing. And it does matter where you are in the Lord. Let me just say that it matters that we as God's men, God's preachers, and God's people live right, okay? Some folk have the idea, well, a preacher, we're under grace, don't matter how you live, and you don't have to obey the Bible. Well, that's not what the Bible says, my friend. We should be have a good name when people call our name. Now, I don't mean we're perfect, all right? You call the name Ricky Cothran, I'm sure somebody's going to find a fault with me. But let me say that we ought to be the kind of people that not to be an embarrassment on God. Amen. I don't want to embarrass the Lord. Do you? I want to serve Him. Amen. So Joshua's standing. Now, Numbers 13, verse number 8, the Bible gives us the record. Of course, it records all the men. We'll just read Joshua's, though. The Bible said of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun. Now, here was Oshea. This is Joshua. Now, apparently what had happened was Moses had changed his name to Joshua. And Moses did that early on in the book of Exodus. His real name was Oshea, and yet Moses changed his name, all right? And so his name, we know him by Joshua. As far as I know, Oshea is only found one time in the Scriptures, as far as I know, maybe more. But anyway, God changed his name there, so his position that he had was great in the Lord and in the land. He was a ruler. And by the way, God called men, those men, those 10 men that doubted God and were destroyed were not just fly-by-night men. They were rulers of the tribes. Now, sometimes the leadership can get crossed up in a church or whatever. And we have to be aware of that. You know, we think the pastor is just the absolute dictator. Well, that's not true, my friend. Amen. The pastor can get crossed up too. The pastor can be wrong sometimes too. Now, wait a minute. That don't give you an excuse to go around and pick a fight with the preacher and say, well, he's wrong, we're going to vote him out. But that's why there's checks and balances in the church. That's why there's deacons. That's why there's men. That's why and there's been a lot of churches ruined by one man just taking over everything and his way or the highway. Well, I don't agree with that. I think it'll be some check. Now, the pastor's the overseer. He is the overseer. It's just like I'm the overseer here at GBI, but I'm not the Lord and dictator of the people working in these offices here. Amen. I can't tell them what to eat for supper and what to eat for breakfast. That's none of my business, you see. All right, now let's move on, because I will spend some time here with this last point in the character of Joshua, and this is the final point in this message. It took me 3 messages to get here, so this is the final point that I'm going to spend with you today. Not only was Joshua a student, not only a son and a servant and a man of the Scriptures, and not only, my friend, was his standing, but I want to examine his position as a soldier. Now, early on, Joshua was a soldier. Joshua, his first battle. Now, apparently, Israel went out of Egypt, and apparently there was some military training that took place, And because the Bible had said we're not going to lead them through the wilderness, although that's quicker because they fall out lest they see war. Well, apparently somebody, maybe Joshua, trained the people how to fight. Joshua, and by the way, I believe every man has a talent, don't you? You know, I thank God for the great generals in the United States of America that have been down through these years that have blessed our military, amen, with their know-how and their wisdom. There's some smart, smart men in our military. They're generals. They know warfare. They know strategy. And there's some smart men. I think about men like General George Washington and men that founded this country. And they were very intelligent men. And so therefore they were able to defeat the British here in the Revolutionary War. And all down through time we've had generals in World War II that were very, very smart. Well, thank God that they were. Because if America had not have won that war, then we might be under another country's flag today. And so down through time, we've had great generals. Now, Israel was getting ready to have a great general. By the way, God always prepares you for your calling in life. Now, the reason I believe that God prepared Joshua so much in being a soldier was God knew that he's going to use Joshua. See, God is not only a God of the past and a God of the present, but God is the God of the future. God already knows what the future will be. Amen. He already knows that. I can't comprehend that. My mind will not comprehend that. Yours won't either. But God already knows. And so God knew that Joshua one day would be the great general. He knew that Joshua would be the man to conquer the Canaan land. And so now he starts preparing Joshua in Exodus chapter number in Exodus chapter number 17 in verse number 9. And I believe this is the first mention of Joshua. The Bible said, "And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." Now let me just stop right there. Now, Amalek came out. Now, Amalek's a type of the flesh. Amalek came out against Israel. Amalek did some terrible things to Israel. He attacked the weakest of them. And yet God had a general right here, a young man. And Moses said, "Joshua," now this is Joshua's first big test. You remember the first thing you ever did in church? I mean, the first thing I ever did was take the offering in church. The next thing I did was teach a Sunday school class one Sunday in church. That's the first things I ever did in church. And I remember doing things in the church. And so, my friend, what I'm trying to say to you is, Joshua probably remembered his first ever assignment from Moses was to fight. By the way, it wasn't a little bitty assignment. This was a great assignment. Amalek had attacked the older people, the feeble people. You read that later in the book of Numbers. And Joshua was to go out there and solve the problem. And solve the problem he did. God used him. And now verse number 10 of Exodus 17 says, "So Joshua did as Moses had said to him," all right, "and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill." Now, Joshua was a patriot. Now, I know that you say, "Well, Moses won the battle when they lifted up his hands." Well, let me say that's right. But it also took Joshua's skill on the ground. There was spiritual and there was physical. Let me say this to you. Some folk think things happen altogether just spiritual. Well, let me just say to you that our United States military has to be in physical action as well as spiritual. Well, we come to the end of our radio broadcast on this Monday, February the 23rd. We certainly thank you for listening. If you want a copy of today's message, we can email it to you free of charge. Or we can mail it to you on CD, whichever you prefer. It's message number R489-3, R489-3. And if you don't know that, just put today's date on there, all right? And we'll give you the mailing address at the end of the radio broadcast. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine.
line to the hungry.